I started drinking it and it was burning my lips. So I took another sip and I was like, God, this really sucks. And I was like, oh my God, I better put down this sulfuric acid.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there. You should really show up on time at some point in your life.
Kind of ridiculous at this point.
I mean, Brian and I are here putting on a nice show for you. And the least you could do is not interrupt everyone.
Yeah, I show up on time.
Yeah.
Buy a bag of popcorn at concessions.
Yeah, just make sure you remember that daylight savings time exists and don't just live an hour in the past for your whole life.
Has it been an hour already?
Yeah.
Man, time flies when you're waiting for someone.
Yeah.
You.
All right, well, now we can start at least.
Okay, now we can start.
Not too much animosity here.
Yeah. So, anyways, I was drinking. It was burning my lips.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off when I was welcoming our guest. But hey.
Hey.
That's one of our potential topics here. What are you doing?
Picking hair off my mic.
What? It's your hair.
Like, it was not my hair.
How is there any other people? You're the only one here. Oh.
Yeah. It was my hair. You're right.
All right.
Once that leaves my scalp, it's no longer my possession.
It's disowned. Yeah. It abandoned me in my time of need.
Donate it to that model-making guy.
Oh, yeah. He'd love that. Yeah, so cutting up stuff is one of our things we can do.
Yeah. We got two topics.
Yeah.
One of them is cutting up stuff, where we will proceed to talk about things that we cut up. It could be things that we do cut up, things we don't cut up, things you could cut up. What happens when you cut those things up? Like Adam.
Varying results.
Yeah. And, you know, I just think we really need to test our might on this episode. So what's more mighty than a lion? And that's why we could be either going, we're either going to be cutting stuff up or going to the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't love going to the zoo? I mean, honestly.
You got yourself a handful of peanuts, throw them at the animals, they go ape shit. Not sometimes literally, I guess.
Yeah.
And then
start throwing stuff back at you.
Throwing stuff back at you. Next thing you know, food fight, the custodians or zoo people or whatever you call them are flipping out.
Zookeepers.
Zookeepers. Zoo custodians. Well, what do they really do?
Veterinarians.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of them.
I guess not all of them. Maybe it's like a guy with a summer job.
I mean, it's
like
you don't go to an office and say everyone there's an accountant.
If it's an accountant's office.
No, because they have to have somebody welcoming there. They have to be somebody like cleaning
things
up. Oh,
like a secretary?
Maintenance guys, office managers. Yeah, like, people who don't do accounting.
Yeah, they still account for a position in the company. They account for something, Kyle.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's fair enough. So zookeepers.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to be zookeepers. We could be zookeepers.
I guess we could. That'd just be like going to work rather than going to
the... Yeah, but we could talk about how we're going to our day. This is a day in the life of a zookeeper.
Yeah. I mean, could you talk about there's like an expression like, oh, like I'm going to the zoo today. Like when you're going to manage a bunch of kindergartners or something.
That doesn't have anything to do with the zoo.
Yeah, going to the zoo.
But that's just it needs to actually have to do with the zoo.
could you be going to kazoo?
No. Stop trying to get away from the topic. We're either going to a zoo.
Can't escape it.
Either as an employee or as a patron. And we're going.
Could we be going as an animal?
Oh, yeah. We could be animals.
Talking animals?
Yeah.
Well, like alien zoos.
Well, it'd be like introspective, like Bug's Life.
Oh. So I can't be like a human in an alien zoo, have like all the weird aliens, and it's like the animals
come to me. No,
you're expanding
the topic too much. People won't get a hold of that. They won't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, that'd be a little hard to...
I think it needs to stay within the confines of what our social
description is
of a zoo.
All right, that sounds fair enough.
But when we're cutting up stuff, we can be aliens.
We can be all kinds of things. They cut up stuff. They abduct things.
Cut them up? Yeah. Probably.
Probably. I mean, why wouldn't you?
They're like and they're cutting up a blade of grass.
We're murderers.
Huh?
You sure people aren't going to think we're murderers?
My first one was going to be a tennis ball. I don't know. That's why I want to know what's in there.
It's just air.
Is that like a wonder ball?
No, it's hollow on the end. You never cut up a tennis ball?
Maybe I have.
To stick it on the end of a chair leg or something like that?
Man, it's too bad. I guess you could. I'll
put that on the list of things we've never done.
I've never stuck a tennis ball on the end of a chair.
Seriously, though, you'd never? Never like
I've seen the inside of one, but I've never cut.
You assume they hollowed it out?
Well, no, I know. I guess I know what's in there. I just want that feeling. It seems like it would feel so good.
Not really. You're kind of terrified you're going to stab yourself.
What? You cut it like an orange.
I don't cut
orange. Like, I just, I picture the sound to be like, and it's like, oh, yeah. Just cut that tennis ball. Nothing like cutting a baseball. That would suck.
You would be extremely dissatisfied like, then.
That's how you cut up a baseball with like a hacksaw.
Yeah.
Or like, I assume. Yeah. I got to save this for the episode.
Yeah, a bunch of forks.
Yeah, so all right. If you're interested in how to cut up stuff, hope that we get that one. Cross your fingers.
Yeah, hope that fate sides with you.
Yeah, and if we're in a zoo, maybe we could you know, do like a cesarean on a gorilla, and then we'd be cutting up stuff.
No, you always say we can't mix them. We can cut nothing
up. But that's a zookeeper's job.
If we are going up to a zoo, we can do nothing about cutting.
What if you're supposed to make we could be in an aquarium. That's a zoo.
Not really a zoo.
There's animals in captivity.
Zoo. Pet store.
No, because that's not a zoo.
A bunch of animals in captivity. Yeah, but you can't. They're even for sale.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. You can't go to a zoo and buy the animals.
You can if you're a wealthy and exotic pet collector.
Well, you might know more about that than I would. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the urge. I mean, when I see a nice marmoset, I gotta have it. Is that the right one? Yeah.
Marmoset? Is that a ape?
Yeah, I think it's like a... Well, I don't think it's an ape.
Is it closer to the lemur?
Yeah. Yeah, or an eye.
Oh, yeah, with the big thing longer.
Oh, yeah, those things are creepy.
Yeah.
Gotta have it in my collection.
That's stuff to cut up.
You can't mix them. Life is not a drink.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I think people would be interested to hear about cutting up stuff or what we think would be inside of things.
Oh, maybe they'll even write us and be like, oh, you should have cut this up.
Yeah, then we'll have to save that for the next cut.
Yeah. Why do people still say write us? It's not like you're typing to them. You're not writing anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're just typing them.
You're a typist. So
type us.
Yeah, there are no writers anymore. People don't write books, they type them.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could write a note or something.
And
calligraphers are like writers.
You could write a list.
Yeah.
You could write a passage.
Oh, yeah. We still got to research why laundry list is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
That was perplexing to me.
I assume it was developed by, like, dry cleaners.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people who did laundry. And they
professional
had to keep a
list. Laundry people.
Yeah, they had to keep a list of the laundry that belonged to the people. Oh,
maybe so you don't lose anything.
Were they the first money launderers?
Oh, they could be.
That's possible.
That's a perfect money laundering scam.
Is it laundering like a laundry? Or is it laundering like you're on your lawn wondering? Like they put the money back in the lawn, in the soil.
Yeah, and wait for it to grow.
Yeah, and they grow penny plants.
Yeah.
With the dollars.
And it comes out clean. Yeah. Unlike the dirty money they put in there because it's covered in manure.
Gotta use yak manure. That's the only way.
Yeah. If it's not yak, throw it back.
Yakety yak, don't puke at.
Don't. Won't grow. Won't grow back.
Won't grow back.
Yeah. That's all the yaks are good for.
Yeah.
And their milk, I guess.
Yak's milk. Never tried it.
Never heard of
it. Would you try it?
No. Well, yeah, I have heard of it, but no, I would not try it.
You wouldn't try it? Why not?
No. It sounds very viscous.
I'd try it. Might taste good.
You're the food guy here. You tried anything.
Yeah, why wouldn't you try anything?
There's some things that I just...
Kyle, we've never been on a public bus. You gotta start trying shit sometime. Yeah. Why not start with yak milk?
Broaden our horizon. All right. First the yak milk, then the bus. Baby steps.
Yeah, we'll try baby steps. I'll walking around all day like a baby.
Oh, yeah. Man, my coworkers would be pissed when I'm going up the stairs.
Just fall and tumble and take a while out.
And just like only lift my foot 2 inches and try to take the first step. Refuse to let anyone go past me.
Get on your hands and knees and crawl up the stairs.
Yeah.
Sideways, block the whole path.
Yeah. Like one leg at a time.
Yep.
Yep.
Like you're in a zoo.
Like I'm in a zoo. Keep everyone behind me. Just like all those zoo animals. You know, they're like blocking the lines for the food because they want more.
Do you think they repurpose any part of the zoo, like the manure? Like, you think they put elephant dung in, like, the Idahoans' potato soup? Not soup, but, like, their fields?
I think they just dispose of it.
How?
Like an incinerator.
They burn the poop?
Probably.
That sounds like more work than just putting it in the ground where it goes.
Yeah. Well, they can't. Well, they have, like, I mean, I guess if it's like a big zoo, you could probably do that. But if it's like, I mean, think of most of the zoos I go, I don't see any like roaming pastures for animals to like run around in.
Well, except for that. Is that one in Florida? There's one zoo where it's like actually open captivity. Like the people are in the cage.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, awesome.
I think that's in Germany. There's one in Germany.
There's one in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
It might be in California.
Or maybe it might be in some part of Africa. I don't know. But it was like, it was an amazing design. They had like, you were pretty much disguised as nature. Like there were like tree, like tunnels leading to tree logs and stuff. And
you could peer out of
the tree log.
No. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It was
like you're hiding from them.
Yeah. Not like you're roaming in a lion's den, but like fake foliage around you in a trunk, strapping your legs together, taking baby steps.
I just pictured like a children's play where you're wearing like a cardboard like rock and you're just like, pluck. Like, oh, here I am.
Look at the majestic rhino.
I gotta take a leak. This suit's made of cardboard. It won't hold up.
They'll smell my fear.
They're just like, man, those rocks always piss.
These rocks don't have any common courtesy.
Come into my den and piss all over the place.
Yeah. What's those rocks' problem? But yeah, that's, well, I guess this is more zoo stuff. We're getting just deeper into it.
Yeah. We could be, well, I think I don't know what else we would do. I guess we could establish, if we're dealing with zoos, right? We could also be, like, play it from the other perspective, like trying to abolish zoos, like we're PETA.
Oh, yeah. Going to the zoo to fucking release all the animals.
Yeah, free them, like those crazy people you hear about.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, gorillas, no love! And then they, like, free them, and then they get beat to death by the gorilla.
Yeah, or maybe we just want to free them to see them fight.
Ooh, zoo cage match.
Zoo Unleashed.
zoo
tycoon.
Uncaged.
That's what you do on Zoo Tycoon. Like, get like the best zoo, all these people like in your thing, and then just delete the cages.
Can you do that?
You can try. I've never played the game, but
me either.
You can delete roller coasters while they're in action, so I'm assuming it's,
man, that game was so awesome.
Yeah,
I loved Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, you get too many people leaving trash all over the place.
I always had the cleanest janitors. Parks. I hired so many janitors.
Then you gotta hire more maintenance guys too. Your rides keep breaking down.
Well, and then you, like the janitor guy or the maintenance guy, like they don't feel fulfilled in their job and they're not happy, and I just delete them and get a new one. Fuck giving them a
you're
raise.
Fired.
Yeah.
Hey buddy, it looks like you're not too happy at your job. No, I just, you know, I've been feeling a little down with the routine. Oh, good, get out.
What? Cleaning up puke isn't fulfilling enough for you? Get out of here.
There's 300 million bites of people here who are just waiting to be clicked on to show up, clean my park.
There ain't enough puke here for you? Head down to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, minus $20 when I delete you, and minus $30 when I get somebody back. Well, I don't really care. I'm a tycoon.
That's true.
You know how much this ride costs?
You know what was the best part? You ever close the park with people inside? They're just like, none of the rides are going, and they're looking around. They're like, what? What do I do? And you're like, nothing to do but go to my concessions that are open.
Oh, these places are conveniently open.
Yeah. I'm hungry. I got to eat somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, I was ruthless.
Yeah. Now that brings us back to cutting stuff up. Yeah, so
cutting profits. Well, losses.
So is there any interesting twists we can take with cutting stuff up? Or is it, I mean, it sounds interesting enough already. I don't want to bore people.
I mean, but we could just, like, lie about what's in the things. We don't have to be accurate. We don't have to be like, I'm going to cut open this piece of chalk. Look, more chalk. Like, we could take it someplace.
Oh, all right. Do, like, an anecdote or scenes?
Yeah, or be like, one time I was cutting my toenails.
Yeah.
And, one just flew right past my face, and I got to cut it off there because if we get into any deeper, I'm gonna be doing episode material.
Yeah, okay.
Start thinking of things.
Yeah, we can't be doing that. We gotta get crazy. We're normally so derailed. How have we stayed on top? We haven't even started. Watch it. Once we get the episode going, we're just gonna go into like 30 different places and not talk about it.
Yeah, and then we're gonna cut off half of them, and we'll be at 15, and those 15 will be incarcerated in a zoo. Yeah. Oh, it could be zoo jail for like bad animals.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what zoos are kind of like.
Well, they don't take the bad ones. They take the hurt ones. They're like, oh, can't live in nature anymore? Let me grab you before you die.
Oh, yeah.
Throw them in a cage.
Oh, so you're just looking at, like, the saddest group of animals?
Yeah, and the most injured ones.
Man. Can I explain? It's kind of like they're never hospital. Very excited to see me. Yeah. Zoo hospital. So we got about 5 minutes left.
Is that time to do our?
You want to do name a person and a thing, an object, and see where they fall in space and time? No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna do a social security.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't remember that.
Do you need a piece of paper?
Yeah. Not out of the book, Kyle. Hand me. What's that? Is that important? What's this? Is this important?
I don't know. This is.
This doesn't look important. What's this? This is about outlets. Here, I got a paper.
Oh, no, that's our mic diaphragm chrome thing.
Diachrome.
Yeah.
Okay, who did the first name last time?
I'm trying to remember. I think you did because I picked the topics.
Okay.
Wait, what was... No, yeah, I picked the first name, so it was Howie.
Oh, yeah, it was Howie. Your turn.
My turn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to do... Ontario, like Ontario, but without the O.
Oh, Ontario. Okay.
Don't know how to spell Ontario. Don't tell me.
Ontario Simmons. Like Simmons, but with an H.
That's not how I spelled it.
Oh, then it's different.
Okay. Just had to add the S. Took quite a bit for that.
Got to add your S and dot your T's.
Okay. 243.
243. 99.
19092.
243 99 1902.
Yes.
243 99 1902.
Yeah.
20919942 243 342.
Yes.
All right. Should I do that over again?
Just do the name backwards and we'll be good.
Okay. Shimmons. Smish. Smish? Smihis. Smith?
Snim-mix.
Wait, yeah, I don't know how you spelled it.
Oh, yeah. So I spelled Ontari.
Ontari.
O-N-T-A-R-Y. Ontari. But without two R's.
Okay. Should I start with that backwards?
Sure, yeah.
O-N-T-A-R-Y.
Yeah.
Wyatrio?
Maybe. I would do Uratno.
Uratno. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Uratno.
And Shimmons was S-H-I-M-M-I-N-S.
Shimmons. Snimhers?
Yeah. Snimhers? Except for no R.
No, Snimhers.
You have a tendency to throw like R's and
Snimhers.
T's that don't exist.
Hers.
Hess.
Hess. Snimhess.
Yeah. Snimhess. Snimhess. Yeah, Snimhess.
Snimhess.
Okay, and the Social Security backwards.
Oh, shit. It was 243-99-1902, which would be 20919-9342.
You got it.
Ah.
And if that was a phone number.
I don't know, tack a 5 on the end of there?
5.
So a 5 would be 243-99-19025.
Yes.
Oh.
For Ontari Simmons, the best defense attorney money can buy, call 243-991-9025. That's Ontari Simmons now.
Oh, were we? I think this actually came from us on a previous episode, and I was just thinking about it again today. But I was like, a good phone number would be that, that was pretty dope, Pentod. But the call 1-800-880-8088. 1-800-880-8088.
I feel like you said
that before. Yeah, I feel like it was like 80-80-88. It's like two 80s and then an 88 and there's an 8 before that and then it's 1-800.
You know, I've called like tons of numbers. I never had a toll. So I've been like, That's a collect call. Is that what they mean?
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're getting like called from prison or somewhere. Because I hear that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to accept the charges. But it just shows up in your phone bill.
Yeah, but like call toll free. I was like, who's charging me a toll? Yeah.
Like, where are the phone tolls? I guess a toll booth.
Yeah, and you got to like stop, wind down your window, hand out a bunch of nickels.
Hand out your phone. Here you go.
Why can't toll booths take debit cards?
I don't know. They take an easy pass. You just run that and then they send the bill to you.
You just run by?
Yeah. They just take a picture of your license plate, get your address from the thing, and then they send you a bill.
They probably charge you postage. They're probably like, we had to pay 5 cents
for probably, this but state. Is it really, do you really care? You're not going to pay it anyway. You already ran their toll.
Why? Who's never going to pay this
toll? Yeah, just let it run up. You got a tab.
Yeah. Then you pay interest, and then the feds come after you. Because, like, what was once $2 in tolls is now, like, $100.
Yeah, no, it gets up there. But, like, I mean, they just, eventually, once they can't do it, they send it out to a collecting agency who does nothing. And your credit goes to shit, but, hey, you already got your car.
And no more tolls for you.
Yeah, no more tolls for you. You're living toll-free. This is what phones feel like.
Brought it back around. Good job. I'm proud of you.
We did it. We're proud of us. All right. Where are we at? And we passed the minute mark. Thanks to Entree Shimmons and his social security number that you all now possess, and his telephone number, which just happens to be one digit off of his social security number. That's got to happen to somebody.
Yeah, it happened to Entree Shimmons.
All right. Well, thanks for warming us up for another episode, and we hope you stick around and enjoy either cutting stuff up or going to the zoo.
And if you'd like to know what happens next, call toll-free 1-800-888-8888.